The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bodd. Good morning. It's a Monday. Gosh, you know, it's Monday, November the 17th. It's 7:06 in the morning, and we're going to have a great day today. We're going to have a great week today. We've got, we're talking Common Core today. We're going to be talking about some local things, but also something that came up, that we were told about over the weekend that is just, or on Friday, that is just, it could be huge, but we'll have to see because it has
a huge in a good way or a bad way.
Well, huge in effect about the sale of the land to Turtle Bay.
Ooh.
I mean, to McConnell Foundation for Turtle Bay. But Bad Bob, good morning. Welcome aboard.
And good morning. And let's turn that up a little bit. Good morning.
Yeah, I'm not
good
hearing
morning.
Things at all hardly. Okay.
Hey,
good morning, everybody.
Monday trying to get it all
here
together.
You are wearing a short sleeve shirt on your, and you drive an open Jeep on the way in. Tell me that wasn't invigorating.
Actually, I was layered up. I had my hoodie and I had my flannel and you know then
once little
I
finger
get,
finger gloves.
Yeah, I got those little gloves. Yeah.
Those little finger gloves.
Well, good morning. Let me go into the weather here. It's currently 35 degrees. You know, that's like it's been 5 degrees in Las Vegas. You know, I just can't. I remember I used to call it fur weather. You know, it was, you know, Vegas could get freezing. Well, here it's 35 degrees here. It's a morning frost forecast. Temperatures around high of 66 today. So we are going to warm up, partly cloudy tonight with temperatures with the lows of 42. Tomorrow we get to around 66. Chance of rain tomorrow night, which means, of course, ice. Rain likely on Wednesday morning, 59. Chance of showers on Wednesday night with lows of 46. Now, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, Bob, okay, we were talking about five things that you need to know on Monday. So we went through a lot of the things that we're going to talk about. The guy, you know, one of the Ebola, would you call him a victim? I mean,
he's one of the doctors that died.
One of the doctors that died. But one of the things that I think, Bob, because you're a scientist and into all those things in the stars. And so, Brenda,
I'm a technician, actually. But
okay. So, Leonid?
The meteor shower.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There you go. See, I don't have to say. It's going to peak from midnight to dawn on both Monday morning, November 17th, and Tuesday morning, November 18th. According to NASA, a waning crescent moon will provide dark enough skies to view the meteors, which are actually leftover comet dust.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just, you know, I'm when you go, oh, yes, of course. I just think some people think that's interesting.
It is interesting, and of course, so named because that's the constellation that the meteor shower appears to come out of, is constellation Leo.
Okay. Like that, see? I learned something here on Monday morning. Okay, so the Nebraska physician, or the Ebola-infected physician, dies in Nebraska, and, you know, and it's not supposed to affect, you know, here we go, Carl. A surgeon infected with Ebola while treating patients in Sierra Leone has died in Nebraska. Martin Celia, whose family lives in Maryland, arrived in Omaha.
Now, he's an American though, right? American doctor, or was he a doctor from Africa that they brought in? He said his family lives though in Maryland, so
yes.
He's an American doctor.
Well, Sierra Leone, of course, is got a lot of folks similar to Liberia, which was.
Did you say his family lived in Sierra Leone? Or that his family lives
no,
in Maryland.
No, his family lives in Maryland. So.
Well, see, I would imagine then that we have the first doctor casualty then here that died.
Cecilia said her husband traveled frequently between the United States and his native Sierra Leone. He never stayed in the U.S. long because he believed people in Africa needed him. He'd been working primarily at a hospital in Freetown that is not an Ebola treatment unit, but Celia worked in at least three other facilities in Sierra Leone. The U.N. Embassy in Freetown said Celia paid for his evacuation. The travel costs and care of the other Ebola patients flown to U.S. were covered by the groups they worked for in West Africa. The medical crews transporting Celia 44 to Nebraska had determined he was stable enough to fly, but that information from caregivers in Sierra Leone indicated he was critically ill and possibly sicker than the first patient successfully treated in the United States.
Well, that doesn't make you feel any better, does it?
Just, I mean, I hate to start with the Monday morning news, but it is headlines. And
okay, I've got headlines here.
Okay, what do you have?
I have Sungold. Sunny said, "Good morning. It's 29 degrees where I live right now."
I told you, Sunny,
that is headlines. Now, this weekend and on Sunday went out for the advanced class, for advanced pistol class, and had nine people there. And the class, well, frankly, was just outstanding. The people in it were just really, really good, very attentive. They learned the drills. They were safe. You know, it was an instructor's dream. And, you know, and we have 10 shooters out there. We've got 4 to 5 instructors. So that's, and any one time, you're only shooting, only have 5 people shooting. So you'll have, a very high instructor to student ratio. But after the first, hour, And you realize that they knew what they were doing, that they were following directions. And I can't say enough about it, that they were really good on for the advanced.
Was it cold?
But that was it. It was in the morning. It was it's like 49 degrees out there and down at the Redding Gun Club. So it was so everybody was bundled up, but you can only be so bundled when you're shooting. You've got to have you take your gloves off. And so that you can shoot, and you're, and it's not like you're, because we rotate people through, 2 people to a target. That way one person acts as a safety. But anyway, that they just did outstanding. And I, you know, give a shout out to all of them, for what they did. And the, then the scenarios in the afternoon were fun. And then by the time we started at 7 in the morning, they were finished up at 4:15. It was getting cold again. It was like 49 again. So it was a quite the day. But today, 35 we've got on the board, and 29 in other areas. It's time. Is anybody still got their sprinklers on? Besides us?
Dear.
Besides us. I'm going to turn them off today.
Well, you know, it gets warm and it gets cold. It just changed. Hey, also in headlines, this is something that I guess when we have conversations with people about, you know, China is now investing in so much U.S. property.
Wow,
well, you can remember back when they said they lost the war, but they didn't win because, I mean, Japan, they won the they lost war, but they won
lost the war, but they won the they lost World War II, but they won the economic war.
There we go. Because remember when they were buying up all the Beverly Hills Golf Club or Golf
Sony Hawaii? They bought
I remember
Hawaii.
My girlfriend Japanese, worked for Sony Japanese, when it was privately owned, and then when the Japanese came in and took over, and she just said it was she went through, you know, just a really
culture
hard
shock.
Shift.
Culture
well,
shock.
According to headlines, Japan's economy unexpectedly shrank in the third quarter as housing and business investment declined following a tax hike, dragging the country into a recession and further clouding the outlook for the global economy.
For the Japanese.
Yes.
Yeah, which is a major player, just like us. The only ones that are out there buying a lot, of course, are the Chinese, which we, you know, we started about. Hey, we're going to take a break, but this weekend, my Sleep Number 7 went up to, okay, you ready? It went to 40. It went down to 40 from 45, my Sleep Number setting. And
you needed more kush.
I needed more kush. And did yours go up? What's your Sleep Number setting?
I stayed at 45.
You stayed at 45. Well, I tell you what. Now, not just the Sleep Number setting, but now you can have, with all the stuff that's going on, the traveling, the shopping, the, you know, parties, everything, shooting, riding, running, all of this, a good night's sleep, how much is it worth? I think it's, you know what? Frankly, it's worth
having a good night's sleep is everything.
It's priceless, a good night's sleep. So why not have, and especially now with everything that's going on.
Sleeping is imperative, and washing your hands, but sleeping's the big deal.
Yeah, you've got to get your sleep back. So not only do we have sleep numbers, you also have this new sleep IQ technology, where they give you, actually senses how you're sleeping and can tell you how to sleep better. Gives you suggestions, gives you ideas with your new sleep IQ technology. That's right. It works with the dual air technology of a sleep number. The sensors work inside the bed to track how well you're sleeping. You can't beat that. And you can learn every morning what affects your sleep every morning. Sleep Number was the number one mattress by Consumer Reports, which we take Consumer Reports, and they take no money from anybody. They just rate whatever. It's a mattress to a car to a vacuum cleaner. And trust me, we use that when we go out and buy things. And right now, you can save $300 on a Sleep Number P5 bed. It's the most popular bed that Sleep Number has. Go on down to the Target Shopping Center, to our Sleep Number store, see Janice and Brian, talk to them about it, lay on the bed. Made in America, guaranteed. I guarantee you're going to sleep better. Head on down there and tell them Carl and Linda sent you. We'll be right back after these messages.
Orchard Nutrition Center buys locally to not only support our North State growers and vendors, but buying locally also reduces the time from grower to market, which ensures that your family has the freshest, most nutritious products available.
My name is Pam Giacomini. I'm with Hat Creek Grown Beef up in Hat Creek. Orchard Nutrition Center has been showcasing our product for several years, and we are now their exclusive grass-fed beef producer. They're also cooking our deli rounds in their deli and produce their roast beef sandwiches out of it. Working with the crew here is just fantastic. We really appreciate their work with us and their embracement of local products and good local producers.
Hi, I'm Richard Bloom. We manufacture the MSM Health Solutions products in Anderson, California. It's really good to see a local company like Orchard getting behind manufacturers locally and helping us to produce here locally to sell our products locally.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store. Visit them at 221 Locust Street in Reading or on the web at orchardnutrition.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Northern California Event Services can help you plan your wedding or next special event. From caterers to photographers, DJs to hair and makeup, Northern California Event Services has your event needs covered, and you can see for yourself at ncescanhelp.com. And check out featured vendors like Glam Squad Elite, a mobile hair and makeup team that will glam you up wherever you need us to be. Check them out and many more at ncescanhelp.com.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bach. Good morning, my friends. It is 7:20 in the morning, and it's the 17th of November. 35 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day. It's going to be raining, though, it looks like. Coming in Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, maybe partially Saturday, it's going to be raining, and then Sunday it should be clearing up. All right, let's talk about something that's going on. This is a huge thing. This is huge. This is something that happened. I was being privy of it at the end of the week. It appears that the land sale of the land to the McConnell Foundation is could be the money of it, 74% of the money could be returned to the Economic Development Administration of the Chamber of Commerce, or not Chamber of Commerce, U.S. Department of Commerce. Why? Because under the grant, this was given if it was a nonprofit and the and was going to be used for partial development of the Turtle Bay Exploration Park. One of the grant restrictions provides that if the land is sold for a purpose different from the original project, the federal government can claw back. Don't you just love that? Claw back funds from the land sale. And now the Economic Development Administration has preliminarily determined that the clawback is in effect and that the federal government is entitled to 74% of the fair market value of the property sold. Fair market value. They can go back out since we've sold it. As a city, they can get another appraiser in here, and if the appraiser comes in and says, oh, by the way, that's $3 million, then they get 74% of the $3 million. However, the big thing about this, besides the fact nobody knew about it, was that the city staff and the McConnell Foundation was aware of the issue and intend to work cooperatively to address this issue. Now, So the city staff knew about it, and McConnell Foundation knew about it. Did the city council know about this? The answer is no. The city council did not know about the fact that this was going to happen. Why wasn't the city council told? Why weren't the people told? Now, would it have made it an impact? Would it have had an effect on the sale of the land? I'm not sure. Was it up to the McConnell Foundation to say anything? No. No. But it was up, it seems like the city council should have known about it. Why didn't the city staff tell the city council, and they've had this since April of 2014, why wouldn't they have said something? Mark Beecham wrote a good little piece on this yesterday on his blog. You might want to check it out on reading.com. They believe, by the way, the city attorney believes the EDA's preliminary determination is incorrect, and they may be persuaded to change their determination. What if they don't? Well, then the McConnell Foundation may have to pay that difference. But what if it comes out to what they come out and say is worth $2-3 million? Any way you look at it is if the escrow closes, they also, if they can delay the escrow to pass June 25th, then everything fall, you know, everything goes away if they can do that. But if it must close prior to June to serve the business needs, or McConnell are not successful in clearing the restrictions of the city may be required to pay some portion of the proceeds of the sale to the EDA. However, pursuant to the agreement with McConnell, McConnell would need to indemnify the city for that loss to keep the city whole. The question is, though, I mean, and so, you know, perhaps there's, you know, maybe a little tempest in the teapot about that. However, the other thing, though, the big thing on this is the fact that the city council wasn't told about it. This was a secret from the staff and from our Rick DuVernay. This was, so the question is, again, why would they keep it a secret? Let's go to the phones. Henry, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
What do you think about that, Henry?
You remember that conspiracy theory we talked about a week or two ago?
Yeah, that I poo-pooed.
That you poo-pooed?
Yeah, I remember that.
You know, when the staff, I understand the staff had a meeting and discussed this.
That's right, they did, you know, but they did not tell the city council about it.
They elected not just to tell the city council about it.
That's right.
Therefore, they should be prosecuted legally to the fullest extent of the law, including jail time if necessary. This is fraud.
Yeah, you know, I've heard that this is, some people could say this is voter fraud, and I understand there may be an organization that's looking at maybe filing charges.
Well, this would be a good opportunity to settle this whole thing. As far as McConnell, the staff, the whole works of it, with the exception of the city council, if the city council didn't know about it, then they shouldn't be held responsible, other than the fact that the buck stops here.
Well, this was handed off. This was handed to them on, it looks like, November 10th, the Marine Corps birthday.
Yeah. Well,
anyway,
it was
a discussion about something else, but this was part of it. So
why isn't the county district attorney taking this up?
I'm not sure, but why wasn't it in the paper? The only place you saw it was the blog with Mark Beecham. And if Mark's got it, let me put it this way. If I've got it, Mark's got it, somebody else must have it. This is not something that just happened.
Yeah, well, next time we talk about conspiracies, don't poo-poo it all.
I won't poo-poo it anymore. I'll just go, okay, Henry, you were right.
You
know what? But conspiracy, you know, conspiracy, though, Henry, come on.
It's poo-poo, all right.
It's poo-poo, yeah, it's poo-poo time. Okay, all right, Henry, thanks a lot. Let's go to the phones.
If you've got a comment, by the way, the phone lines here are 605-4567, 605-4567. We're talking about the internal communications here that says that the U.S. government has decided through the Economic Development Administration, the ADA wants to claw back 74% of the funds of the sale. Oh, those phone lines are bright. Oh, they're lighting up. Okay, let's go to Charles. Charles, good morning.
Well, you people out there who voted for this, how do you like it? How are you liking it so far? A government that operates by the end justifies the means motto. I mean,
okay, I'm not.
Is this what we have to look forward to for the next 4 years?
All right, now listen. Okay. Now that's a very good point, Charles. But here's it looks like is the city council didn't know about it, so you can't hold
that's
the city
right.
council
but,
coming in. You also
but
here's
now,
the, now what?
we got very few minutes left.
Yeah, well, we may.
So
go
I have
over
to
now.
Say what I have to say
yeah,
quickly.
Say it quick.
The city council, the current city council, has, as far as I recall, shown itself not to be less than willing to confront staff on such matters, and given the campaign rhetoric of the incoming city council, we certainly would have reason to expect that the new city council would be even less willing to confront staff on such things. And so, you know, you can have revelations of this kind of misconduct happening, and yet the city council say, well, you know, we don't want to confront this because that's not coming together.
Well, here's the thing.
We need to come together, blah, blah, blah.
That could be, but here's the point is this, is as somebody says here, is that, you know, it looks to me like nobody did their due diligence. Well, I think McConnell did. McConnell knew about this, but it was not up to McConnell to share this. It was up to the city staff to share this with the city council, and they didn't do that. As far as for the sale of land, if the government says they want the 74% clawback, and then McConnell needs to indemnify the city, that's one issue, okay? That's one issue. The second issue, though, Charles, is the city staff not telling the city council, and they knew about it since last April.
This is the kind of, I don't want to just come right out and say concealment of material fact, but, I mean, if you don't know that something exists, how can you file a PRA, meaning Public Records Act, request for information if you don't know the information exists?
There you go.
So, I mean,
by the way, I was told this by, I'm not going to say who, but it was somebody very high in the city government who told me that the city council didn't know about it. You know, I mean, so anyway, hey, Charles, we got to run.
All right.
Thanks for the call.
Okay. Hey, Terry, we're going to run. We're going to keep you on here until we get this finished. Good morning, Terry. You got a comment?
Yeah. Well, the thing is that the city staff, let me turn down my radio. I wasn't privy to what you were saying, but, you know, the only alternative they really have is a process might be available for them to transfer the grantee restrictions to McConnell Foundation.
Right.
And that would be the only thing they could do. And then potentially they could qualify as a nonprofit, you know, stand in the shoes.
They can do that.
But they've known about it since 1995, Carl. I mean, in 1995, that's when we got the grant for $1,600,000. So,
that's correct.
They did all know about it. Now, as far as city council goes, I guess if they're saying they didn't, then they didn't. But, you know, obviously, I mean, staff sure did.
Staff seemed to know about it, but I was told that the city council, and you're right, this is from 1995 now.
Yeah, 1995, we received a grant for Turtle Bay.
Right.
Most of it was used for Turtle Bay for $1,000,006. And right there it says that that you can't do anything from the original project. It was something that's why we signed for the grant money. So anything of saying, gee, we didn't know about this or we weren't sure about this, I mean, come on. It's public record. You know, again, the only alternative they have is if they can persuade the EDA to look at McConnell and say, okay, McConnell can, qualify as a nonprofit and kind of stand in the shoes of the city, basically. And even there, that's kind of a long shot. Why they didn't tell city council and why the staff kept this a secret, I don't know. But they had to have known about it if it was.
Oh, they knew about it. They knew about it because they went to the EDC and told them that we're getting ready to sell the land. And the EDC came back from them, the Economic Development Council came back to them and told them this is what we want.
Well,
we want 74%.
The Economic Development Department told them that's what they wanted in 1995.
Well, they said that they have grant restrictions on it. You're right. That was 1995.
Yeah, 1995.
I'm fast forwarding to now.
So if you're going to sell property, wouldn't that be somewhere where you'd say, gee whiz, you know, we're selling this property, but we have to be careful because of this?
This came up because they were discussing the Shuffleburger offer, which said did not address this. It said, well, maybe it didn't address this because, well, you know, who knows? Maybe did they do their due diligence and see that if they took a look at it? I don't know how far it went on that. I don't think. My part on this is this. It could be as the fact is that McConnell Foundation can indemnify. They can take care of it. You know, that's fine. They may go back. But the point for me is why didn't the city council know about it? Why didn't the voters know about it?
And the staff did.
Staff did. That's
again, when you sell something, you're trying to tell me that this 1995 grant, that nobody knew about this when they went to sell the property, it's plain as day. I mean, the EDA says that they're entitled to 74% of the fair market value of the property if there's any changes. It's
right.
I mean,
did you know about it? Did you know about it?
Pardon me?
Did you know about it?
Carl. This is city staff people.
I'm not talking about them, but I mean, the average person would not know about this.
But the people who make the sales.
Yes, I know that. That's what I'm saying. We're agreeing violently about this, Terry.
Yeah, I know. I guess it's just frustrating for us all because every time we turn around, we see more things about our city and more things about our county.
I see this, and I just don't understand it. And I hope that it, the Record Searchlight, who also knew about it, didn't say anything about it.
Not a peep.
And this is kind of interesting too, because if I've got access to it, I know they've got access to it.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like you've got access to it too. So
yeah,
it's public record now. So hopefully, let's find out what happens. Okay, Terry, got to run. Thanks a lot for the phone call.
Bye.
All right, hey, we got to take a quick break here. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. How about this? Is this a good way to start off your Monday? This has just been a hell of a day. We'll be right back.
Oh, once upon a midnight period, I woke with something in my head. I couldn't escape the memory.
Hi, this is Dr. Ed at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. It amazes me that most patients are not aware that peripheral neuropathy can be a fatal disease. Untreated peripheral neuropathy can lead to amputation of the fingers, the toes, and eventually death. At North State Nerve and Spine Institute, we've been using a new technology from Europe and have seen some amazing recoveries. If you're suffering with tingling, pain, or numbness in your fingers or toes, or you've been diagnosed with peripheral neuropathy, take advantage of our free 7-point evaluation to determine if you're a candidate for this new revolutionary treatment. Call us today at 530-302-3555. That number again is 530-302-3555. I'm Dr. Ed, and we are North State Nerve and Spine Institute.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
The City of Redding Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Reevaluate your current outdoor watering schedule. Make sure to water later in the evening or early in the morning, because when it's hot or windy, more than a third of the water can be lost to evaporation. Watering your landscape during the coolest part of the day allows water to soak into the soil and minimizes runoff. Be water smart. Visit RedingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Redding Water Utility.
Crossbearers is a free veteran support group for Iraq and Afghanistan veterans. Still dealing with PTSD? Still feeling misunderstood? Missing the camaraderie? Issues with VA paperwork? These are just a few of the issues we can talk about in our group. Crossbearers meets every Wednesday at 7 p.m. at Neighborhood Church in Redding. For more information, contact Rob Garcia at 530-221-5683. Crossbearers, a group for veterans, run by veterans.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR, 1460. Currently 36 degrees. Morning frost this morning, so be careful. Temperatures are going to be around 66. Oh, you know who did a great job of this? Tina
Turner.
Yeah.
You know, every time I think about Tina Turner doing Proud Mary, I just want to just shake all over. I just want to put on something, just shake. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
I saw her live. She was in her 60s, still rocking it.
Yeah, it's 7:36 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. I tell you what, 35 degrees. You better be in Espresso Joe's this morning getting that coffee. Best thing about Espresso Joe's is you can get coffee of any kind, any make, any want, and it doesn't cost you an arm and a leg. You can still put money, you can still put gasoline into your car. That's right. At Espresso Joe's, walk next door, and they have every type of tobacco accoutrement you can imagine, e-cigs, everything, and the finest walk-in humidor in the state. All of that at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Not only that, Joe and Shelley are great Americans. And not only that, they honor veterans at Tobacco and Brew. All right, let's move on here. Carl, thanks for airing this issue, and shame on Record Searchlight for ignoring it. Maybe the Record Searchlight just didn't have the paperwork on it. You know, let's give them the benefit of the doubt, because this could be kind of, they had a big headline story. Bear roams the streets. That's big here in Redding. A bear roamed the streets.
Downtown in the tract area in downtown.
Did you see that, Mark?
Well, since all news in the Searchlight has to be vetted by the mothership down in Texas or wherever, a slight delay is inevitable.
Well, you know, especially, yeah. Anyway, there's a bear that it wasn't on the hinterlands, as it turns out. This was down on Pine and East Street.
Yeah, it was in the Safeway parking lot. It was also in the garden track, climbed up on someone's roof.
Did he have a sign around his neck? Will growl for food?
Yeah, it said, we'll roll over for food. You know what? This is just going too far when the homeless bears are starting to show up on the streets of Redding. You know what? You know what they said? Patrick Jones said it when he was running for office. Don't feed the bears. And he was right. Look what happened. I tell you what, though. They chased the bear up a tree and tranquilized it. This is after the bear left little marks in people's... In fact, one of the people on Facebook left a picture of what the bear left in their yard. Thank you. Way too much information. Way too much information on that one.
The technical term being scat.
Oh, my gosh. I went, oh, well, that bear's eating well. Anyway, but here's the thing is, here they went. They chased this homeless bear up into the tree and shot a dart and it tranquilized it and removed it from the area. So what do you think? Would that work? Except probably people aren't going to like that, doing illegal camps and tranquilizing them and removing them from the area. All right, it's just a joke. Anyway, but whoever, and I can't remember, I don't look at Facebook very often, but that one did catch my attention.
All
whoever
right.
wrote that.
Let's change the subject.
It was
here.
Great. It was, here's the bear climbed on the roof.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, we want to do a shout out to our listeners who came forth. We saw you at Logan's this Saturday morning, last Saturday morning, as we supported Raise the Dough for Riley and Caden. You know, we had the fishes, the family's called Fish. So the fishes would be, of course, you know, Jennifer and Sean Fish on Thursday night. And we just want to thank, we saw several of our listeners. Thank you for
Commander,
being there.
Yeah, Commander Gibson and Marianne. And you know what, the submariners from the Cuttlefish, they were there.
Mary Lou.
Mary Lou is, of course, Mary Lou.
The beautiful, effervescent.
And we were there at the end, like about quarter till 10. But a lot of people were there. Let me say something about Logan's Roadhouse here. If you've got something going on and you were trying to raise money, they've just started this. This was the third thing they've done. You arrange it with Logan's Roadhouse. You pay them $4 for the breakfast and everything, and whatever you sell the tickets for, the rest of that goes to you, or goes to your organization. I shouldn't say to you, but your organization, nonprofits, or something like this. And we met the children, Riley and Caden, and there was they were not. They were not overemphasizing what's going on with Kaylin. It's sad, but there's things they could do and things they might be able to do. Anyway, it was a great success. Thank you for everybody for going out there. Really, really appreciate that, and so do they. We just want to, and they did. They told us how much they appreciated it, and please pass it on to our listeners. Okay, let's head into. Oh, gosh. Can we talk about President Obama? He goes over to China, signs some kind of global warming pact, environmental pact, that the Chinese look at him, and as they walk away, they're shaking their heads saying, did he really sign that? Did he really agree to that? They said that they're not going to turn off their coal plants. They're not going to start cutting back to 2030, maybe, if they've reached the peak of where they want to be. We, on the other hand, said, you know what? We're going to increase our cutbacks by 2020, which puts us again, our energy policies are just in the toilet. Here he is saying we're going to cut back on coal, we're going to cut back on energy, we're going to be charging more for energy. At the same time, he says he doesn't want the Keystone Pipeline to come in. His own party is turning on him again and saying we need to have this signed. Mary Landrieu out of Louisiana, who is in a fight for her political life with the Republican down there, they're in a runoff come December 2nd or 4th. They are in a fight. She's saying we need to sign the Keystone Pipeline. We need to get it started. Well, and she's gotten the Democrats at least to come up and say they're going to vote for it. It's the only thing that might save her. And, of course, her opponent, Cummings, says, well, he introduced it in the House. She introduced it in the Senate. But Obama is saying things like he's going to maybe veto that. Now, if he does that, what happens? Well, then the Keystone Pipeline, which is hundreds of thousands of jobs, and billions of dollars, and gives us the ability to become more energy independent, because from the oil sands, you know, why wouldn't he do something like this? Why wouldn't he sign it? Okay, then you add on top of that his threat to use executive orders on immigration to let people stay here. There was a Republican senator on today out of Ohio that said, you know, I don't understand why he's doing this. We all want immigration reform, but if you do something like this, you know, you're going to go around Congress. And come on, Mr. President, the country has spoken. They have given the Republicans the largest majority in the House since World War II and a almost veto area in the Senate. And on something like immigration, he could do anything, and they can cut off the money for any type of immigration changes. Why doesn't the president
Why doesn't President Obama smell the coffee, sniff the roses, and look around and say the country wants a change here? Don't do these things. Work with Congress. And Congress needs to also work with the president. But you can't just arbitrarily just make this decision like this before the Congress in the new Senate is sworn in. Reach out. The most has been achieved, and this is historical fact, when you've had one party controlling the Congress, House of Representatives and the Senate, and the other party controlling the White House. They have to work together, and they move things forward. Mr. Obama, if he signs this thing, will put a stake in the heart of bipartisanship if he does that. Carl Lindabot, it is 7:45 in the morning. We'll be right back after these messages.
Can our northern counties afford to lose over 50 jobs? It doesn't make sense. Does it make sense to drive to Sacramento and back 322 miles round trip for a bottle of milk? Of course not. It doesn't make sense. What this means to you, up to 7 days turnaround time on your mail, checks and bill payments will be delayed, seniors and veterans medications will be delayed, families forced to leave the area because schools declining enrollment, fewer people means retailers affected by loss of revenue. It doesn't make sense. What you can do, check your local area weekly newspaper and the Record Searchlight Thursday date section to sign the petition to save our local mail processing. Deadline is December 1st for names to be submitted. Just say no to the closure of local mail processing. It's the People's Post Office. Let's save it. Your name counts. You will make a difference. We need your help now. Paid for by the American Postal Workers Union. Call 223-7552 for more information. That's 223-7552.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for an unusual quality piece of jewelry? Do you have a wristwatch or timepiece that needs to be repaired and you don't know where to go to? Well, Four Winds Jewelry is the place. They have the only watch repair technician in town. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Four Winds Jewelry are the experts in gold or loose stones, opals, estate jewelry, or Native American pieces.
Go in and see Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, meeting all your jewelry needs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. 222-2750.
Four Winds Jewelry.
There's nothing like being home for the holidays, yet our animal shelter is full of wonderful dogs and cats that may not have a home of their own this holiday season. During the months of November and December, Haven Humane Society is challenging the community to give 200 shelter pets a home for the holidays. Adoption fees are discounted up to 50%. Please give a shelter dog or cat a place to call home this holiday season. Follow our challenge on Facebook and visit Haven Humane Society at 7449 Eastside Road to bring home the greatest gift of all this holiday season.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:48 in the morning, 35 degrees out there. Bob came in. He had no sickles because
No
sickles. When your nose runs and it's really cold, it just freezes.
Do you ever get ear sickles? Or mouth sickles?
Hey, this portion of the show
saliva is sickles.
I've had no sickles before. Have you ever gone breathed in and the hair in your nose freezes or it feels like it freezes?
No, because like I trim the hair in my nose.
Well,
how did we get on the
Okay. Hey, look, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Four Winds Jewelry. Leonard over there has got the super selection of estate jewelry. And may I remind everybody, all you guys and girls, that
Christmas is coming up, and he's got it all there. He's got a huge selection of jewelry at great prices. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from Sierra Gibbs. Trust me, I'm going to be there. It may be the only thing that saves me, because most men, we do all of our shopping the last day. Bob and I go out, we spend 4 hours shopping, and we usually end up at 7-Eleven getting some aspirin.
No, you don't, no. But I'll tell you why. That's typical. It is. I don't know. But anyway, a lot of jewelers in the past, I've not necessarily Leonard, but I've heard of this before with kind of those items that men will be shopping at 4 o'clock on Christmas Eve.
Well, you know what? As long as it's open, that's why stores are open, so we can, you know what? We work hard during the day and we're going to go out there at night. Okay.
With us
this
morning.
Speaking of Christmas and good cheer.
And our gorgeous Candace Weiss is with us here this morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We're talking about stuff the bus.
Correct.
Stuff the truck.
Stuff the truck.
Stuff the truck. Stuff the bus.
There's a stuff
well,
the bus. This is different.
Okay,
this
well, how big's the truck?
Sixth annual stuff the truck.
It is a massive box truck that we use.
See?
It's a huge truck. This will be our sixth year actually putting on this event, so we're very excited about it. We have it every year. It's going to be tomorrow from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. at the Anderson Safeway parking lot. So I will be there all day. We've also partnered with Happy Valley School District, who are doing a food drive and taking all of that food and donating it tomorrow afternoon to our event. And in return, we are turning around and putting together full Thanksgiving meals for families across the district. So,
okay, now you all are with CleanRite?
Yes.
FieldRite.
So that's the company you work with.
Yes, ma'am.
And
right,
so
well,
you are the ones that are backing this.
Tell us a little bit about your company. Let's talk about, is this your pet project of the year?
This is, we put this on locally out of our Anderson Redding branch. Obviously, we have branches all over Northern California. We also have a branch now in Reno, Nevada. So we are expanding. However, this little project has been our baby again for about 6 years now. My first year personally helping put it on. So I'm a little nervous and I definitely want to make it the best year yet. I've been with CleanRite BuildRite for almost 7 years. So I definitely.
Tell us about your company.
We are a 24/7 emergency response and restoration company. So if it's 2 o'clock in the morning, heaven forbid your guys's sink backs up and water goes all over your building, we are the company that can come in, clean it up, restore it, and put in all new, like I said, drywall, carpet, whatever you guys need. So
that's fantastic. And so who are the owners?
We are locally owned by Dan Andreessen out of Chico. That is our corporate office. He's a great person. Him and his wife do a lot for the company above and beyond just the normal boss-employee relationship. So it's very personal.
Okay.
Fantastic.
So this is what we're going to do is tomorrow from 7 to 7,
mm-hmm.
You're going to be in Anderson at the
Safeway parking lot.
Safeway parking lot. Going to be this huge truck.
Yes.
So you want – what do you want? Everything?
We are gearing.
What are you looking for?
The kids would love that.
Yeah. Okay, you want a pony?
We are
ponies.
Gearing towards Thanksgiving meal. So ham, turkey, very fun thing. Devon's donated a Pandora bracelet. So those that come in and donate either a ham or a turkey will get a raffle ticket with their name and number on it. And at the end of the event, we'll draw a ticket.
That's
and whoever
cool.
gets their name drawn wins the bracelet.
So you're going to want, of course, stuffing. You're going to want canned corn and potatoes and everything you want for
all the fixings.
All right. Now, how many did you serve last year?
We served a little over 100. Our goal this year is to hit at least 150, and hopefully we want to exceed that. This is our first year partnering with the Veterans Resource Center, who is a big
Brad does a great job. We love having Brad here on the show. They're doing so many things. They're opening up things for the veterans.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you give these dinners out? Who do you give them to?
We are going to the actual location. So we're meeting Brad Thursday, actually, at Veterans Resource Center.
So Brad has the names, and these are veterans that need help? Is that it?
And I'm not aware of any names. This is very private.
Right, no, I understand that. Well, Brad is helping with veterans, so I assume that some of these will be veterans then, right?
Absolutely. I hope so.
So you actually take the dinner to the homes?
We take it to Brad, and Brad's going to
Do you want frozen turkeys?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, because I got people asking.
Okay, so that's Safeway in Anderson.
Correct.
Tomorrow from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Frozen turkeys, hams.
Anything.
Probably mostly canned, a lot of the canned.
Preferably the only things we want to have perishable are the turkeys and the hams. We are able to store those items. It's been so cold out, though, I'm sure we could probably stored in our warehouse. It's freezing in there right now.
Well, I'm sure you've been here long enough to know that we have such a beautiful, we love this community. We announced something on Thursday and Friday, and we saw several of our listeners that came to support, raise the dough for a couple kids in need. So Thanksgiving is a time when families, you know, we started getting into the holidays, and for those people who are lonely or in need and they just feel like, you know, maybe Thanksgiving, what a way to make them feel like they're part of
Absolutely.
Something, to have people knock on the door. It would be like winning the lottery, like with the joy in your heart to feel like, you know, I have been thought of.
Exactly. And this is the time of the year where people with families would rather focus on giving their kids the best Christmas that they can. And Thanksgiving funds and things like that make things a little tight. So we definitely want to do anything that we can to help.
Well, thank you so much.
Clean Right, Build Right.
Right. And the truck will be out there at Safeway. Stuff the truck.
You know, this is, there's other stuff the trucks. If y'all put this in a, you've done this for 6 years, so that's been different places. This is Anderson this time. Has it been in Redding?
No, it's always been at the Anderson.
It's always
location,
been in Anderson.
Yes.
Well, there's been something else, I guess, that goes into Redding, too. So here's a good chance. You know, you go down and, you know, just slide through the store. There's things for sale. Go to those places that have corn and veggies that people also like, and the stuffing mixes. The turkeys, frozen turkeys, you can get some of those that maybe a smaller one that will help a small family.
Absolutely.
And you all cook them, is that right?
Or
do you cook them or you just hand it to
them? You don't want me to cook anything. But we just put everything together and we just give it away. They cook. Brad, fortunately, is buying the lovely pans to cook the turkeys in everybody. So we that's something we've coordinated
okay,
together.
So you just hand them everything. Is that morning or the day before or something like that?
We worked it out on a schedule. So I do it on – I have deliveries on Wednesday and Thursday of this week. There's a couple other people that are still getting back
Wednesday
to me.
Wednesday or Thursday of this week. Okay, so they can be ready for next week.
Yes.
Great. You know what? Candace, thank you so much
thank
for what
you.
Y'all are
thank
doing
Thank you guys
here.
For having me. I really
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Well, get with us earlier and we can next year.
Wish we had our camera on. You can see how gorgeous Candace is.
Thank you.
She starts out well in the
morning.
Yeah,
she starts out well in the morning.
Just like you do, sweetie. Hey, you know, also, Ann, thank you so much. Ann's always good at this, but she also.
Comrade Ann.
Yeah, Comrade Ann. She also bought, we were talking about needing dog food. For Haven Humane.
Oh, that's so cool.
For Haven Humane for, you know, the holidays, too. I mean, yeah, we go everybody. We go our furry friends and our other friends.
Yeah.
And she was out there doing this, too. Is there online? Okay, that's about something else. Candace, thanks a lot, and good luck for tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right, thanks,
All right, let us know what happens, will you?
Well,
Candace, just give Molly a call and let us know how we did.
Give her an update.
How you all did. Okay, thanks. Okay, you know, the big story here today, when we leave at 8 o'clock, we're going to have Mr. Noriega, will be Senor Noriega, will be here talking about, no, not that Noriega, will be here talking about Common Core. What exactly is Common Core? There is a lot of consternation about Common Core. We were talking about it this weekend with some people that have just, you know, they are, you know, their children are having a tough time. People in the education system are having a tough time with Common Core, yet this seems to be the law of the land. So what exactly is Common Core? What exactly is the basis that has people so upset about it? And what is the basis for making people change, that want to change and think that Common Core is the future? Is this a government? Is this a federal government program that you have to sign up for? Is this something you can opt out of, is Common Core? I know there's money attached to it, but Mr. Noriega is going to be able to talk to us about this. Now, one of the other things, too, is, okay, there's a question. Is there an online leaked link to the story about Turtle Bay land deal issue that Carl reported on? Take it, Joe, go into Redding.com and look under Mark Beecham's blog. And he's got most of the information in there. Mark Beecham's blog on Redding.com. And then you can pass it around to everybody. And as one of the new city council members is really likes Common Core. Okay. Well, we're going to talk about that when we get back. It's been a big thing today. We're talking about the sale of the land and the fact that something called clawback. And I don't think you're going to be the last time you're going to hear about this. We're going to try and we're going to be having some city council members in, or maybe even those who have just been elected to city council. And let's talk about clawback. Let's talk about the city staff not telling the city council about this. Why didn't they tell the staff about, or tell the city council about this? Was it not important? Was it thought they should already know about it because for something from 1995? Did anybody even know about the original letters that went out? There may be less to this than we think, or it could be more. Anyway, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. If it's you're thinking about it, if it's in the air, it's on the station. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A Nebraska hospital says an Ebola patient being treated in its biocontainment unit has died. Nebraska Medical Center says Dr. Martin Salia died as a result of that disease. He had contracted it in West Africa while trying to help Ebola patients there. We get more details from SRN's Nina Maria Potts.
Ebola has killed more than 5,000 people in West Africa, mostly in Liberia and in Guinea and in Sierra Leone. 10 people have been treated for the virus in the United States, all but two have recovered. Dr. Salia had been working as a surgeon at a hospital in the Sierra Leone capital of Freetown, but medical experts say he arrived too late at the Nebraska hospital for doctors to be able to save him. Nina Repotz, SRN News, Washington.
A blast of wintry weather blew into parts of the Rockies and upper Midwest this morning, bringing up to a foot of snow in some areas, along with plunging temperatures. In fact, meteorologist Bruce Sullivan at the National Weather Service says a good chunk of the country knows winter has arrived, no matter what the calendar says.
Cold air back across the center part of the country is going to be ushered in. In fact, it's some of the coldest air of the season, especially for the mid-Atlantic and northeast.
Millions of people with stents that prop open clogged arteries may need anti-clotting drugs much longer than the 1 year that doctors normally recommend. Dr. Dean Karakias is a cardiologist who was involved in the study.
Most of us think patients are, quote, out of the woods. The additional 18 months of treatment had such a profound positive effect on reducing heart attack and stent thrombosis.
Study finds that taking the medicines for another 18 months on top of the 1 year already recommended lowers the risk of everything from heart attacks to clots and other related problems. At Wall Street, the Dow opened the week for trading at 17,636, and this is SRN News.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicky said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
A new study says more than 36 million people are living in slavery around the world.
This is the second year the Global Slavery Index has been published, and it shows a 20% increase on last year's numbers. But the authors say that's due to the improved quality of the data, and simply reveals the problem is worse than previously thought.
That's BBC's Gary O'Donoghue reporting. Bird flu now causing a few headaches for health officials both in northern England and the Netherlands. British scientist Colin Butter spoke to Britain Sky News about the problem.
There is presently an outbreak of H5N8 in Germany and the Netherlands, and we need to know now whether this is in fact the same strain of virus, because of course the question is how it's got into the UK.
British officials described the risk in their country as very low after bird flu was discovered on a duck breeding farm. The Dutch government, meanwhile, has banned the transport of poultry and eggs. This is SRN News. President Obama says a threat of a government shutdown by some in Congress does not affect the timing of his executive action when it comes to immigration. Meanwhile, former Governor Mitt Romney says the president would be wrong to go around Congress on the critical issue.
Let the Congress and let this election have its say, as opposed to jumping in and by doing something unilaterally and in a way which is extra constitutional.
Romney appearing on CBS's Face the Nation. The number of homeless children in this country has surged in recent years to an all-time high. Study co-author Carmela DeCandia.
We record 2.5 million homeless children across the nation. That really is a historic high, and the crisis of child homelessness has reached epidemic proportions.
She stresses that the report says some 2.5 million children in America were homeless at some point last year. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bod. Good morning. It is November the 17th, 8:05 in the morning, 35 degrees out there. Linda.
Actually, it's 34 degrees, but morning frost. I know it keeps going up and down, but it just depends on where you're going. Of course, Bob says when you're at the airport, and of course, Sungold said it's 29 where I am. So varying degrees across the valley here, but 34 degrees. Morning frost. Temperatures with around highs of 66, partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 40. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years. Of course, it's we got to get our heaters working. I can feel that little smell of the, like, okay, the coals are starting to get the stuff burned off them. Warranty guaranteed 7 days a week and 24-hour service. They are totally our choice of companies to go to. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642. Get your filters checked out or go to homecomfort.org. All right,
let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, you guys. How you doing?
Hey, we're great.
Well, you know what? It always starts off good when you can kind of like have a story that gets everybody, you know, blood running.
Feathers ruffled.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you brought it up, Carl. There's apparently, from what I hear, there's a lot more to that.
I'm sure there is. But you know what? I've got the information I've got and the paperwork I have shows that it's, I'm interested to see the follow up on this, to see if anything, if it goes any further than this, if the record searchlight, goes further with it and goes into investigations.
Well, your friend Mark Beecham wrote a nice article.
It was. Yeah, Mark had a good one on there.
But
yeah,
like I said, there's more.
There's more.
Anyway, tonight at the Destiny Fellowship Church at 2570 Bonneview Road, we are having Sam Paredes. And Sam, as you know, is the president of the California Gun Owners Association. And he's going to talk a bit about open carry, folks. Really and truly, I guess the way it looks, we can actually get a permit from our sheriff for open carry.
That's right. He said that on the show the other day.
Pardon me?
He said that on the show the other day.
Yes, he did, Carl. Yes, he sure did. It certainly raised some awareness about things. So, and after spending a weekend with Clive and Buddy and Sheriff Mack and Chris Ann Hall and a bunch of folks, there's a lot of things that we need to have done. And we have a good sheriff, don't get me wrong. But, you know, when push comes to shove, we have to be protected if we need to protect the people, and I think that's what Sam's going to talk about. The sheriff needs to protect the people, and we need to be in a position to where we're being protected against enemies, both foreign and domestic. Unfortunately, a lot of the things that have happened to us law-wise have been domestic. Anyway, that's tonight
okay,
at 6 o'clock, and that will be at Destiny Fellowship Church. And one other quick thing for you, Carl. Commander Gibson, you're right, is a treasure. He and Mary Lou are a treasure. And on December 8th, everybody needs to circle their calendar because we're doing some things different at the Tea Party. I'm going to do a live interview with those two, and it's going to be an amazing thing. We're going to YouTube it. He is really a treasure. He, Commander Gibson, is a hero. He's a treasure. And, I mean, he's the real deal. And Mary Lou being his, well, you know, they're like Abigail and John Adams.
You know, you're absolutely right. And I'm glad you're doing that, you know, because he is such an exceptional man.
Well, I think what we're going to do is try to find some people, you know, we're going to go for people in the community who just aren't interested in, you know, in the social climbing aspect, but interested in a position of, you know, what about our country? What about the real deal? I mean, all these things that are happening in Redding and in Shasta County, all these insane stories, all these crazy things, everything from not even having an appeals board for 20 years and all the other different things we've gone through here, I would submit to you that out of the 19 different counties we work with, that this one is certainly the most eyebrow-raising of all of them by a long shot.
The most interesting, huh?
Mm-hmm. And you're having Mark Barrett on tomorrow?
Yes.
At 8 o'clock.
State of Jefferson update. See where that's at, because it seems to keep, you know, it's growing and there's more and more things happening. So, yeah, Mark's going to be on at 8 o'clock.
Well, there'll be an alternative news source to the Record Searchlight. That's already happening. And it's more. There's people weighing in on this from all over Jefferson, all over the North State, not just here in Shasta County.
I understand that.
Great. Okay, guys. Well, anyway, have a great day. Hope to see you all tonight. Sam Paredes, he'll be there to answer questions. Probably one of the most decent, honest leaders that we could have in this movement to gain our liberty back.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Terry.
You bet.
Okay. You know, we're still getting, I'm getting all types of chat room stuff on stuff. And, talking about what happened with the staff kind of keeping it to themselves on about the sale of the land and the fact there's clawback from the Economic Development Administration, part of the Commerce Department, that they knew about it. Obviously, it was going on for a while because in April they came back with the answer. So that the city council didn't, and what's happening with that now? That's just one story. There's other stories too. You know, we try to bring in other parts of things that are going on that are causing some consternation. And frankly, we were talking to some educators and people who have children in our area up here about Common Core. And these people are bright people who, and their children are involved in this. And they're frankly, they're really, really irritated about what's happening with Common Core and how that's impacting on them. And today, we have a gentleman that this is what he does. He talks about Common Core. He's an educator. Mr. Noriega, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. You know, Common Core is even though that it's the kind of quote law of the land, did it come on a little bit strong, or how did we get here?
Well, that's the interesting thing about it, because it came in overnight, no media coverage whatsoever. Back in 2011, back when NCLB collapsed in on itself, the government just seemed to come in and take over. There were no issues through Congress. This didn't go through the House or the Senate. It just came through. Backdoor deals were made with the governors of each state that did not have the power or authority to do so. So that's one of the biggest issues, is that our representatives that we elect were not able to vote on this issue, which is highly irregular and even unconstitutional at that.
Well, you know, the fact is that that, you know, introducing this and then tying it to money, which seems to be something the feds do a lot.
That's exactly right. When No Child Left Behind was around, all the school districts here in California, and over 97% of them, and I document this in my book, If It's Broken, Don't Fix It, but over 97% of the schools here in California were on what's called program improvement, which means they were having to borrow from the local banks in order to pay the teachers. And so they were in the red by far. Well, the government came in and said, we will take away all of that. You can go ahead and not follow the mandates of No Child Left Behind. Arne Duncan came in he was sent by the president, and he told basically all the school districts, all the states, that you didn't have to follow the existing law, which was No Child Left Behind. But what you could do is sign on to these waivers, which promised you money in return for waiving away your education rights at your state level. So since the states were desperate, and it was such a desperate situation for No Child Left Behind, the states decided to go ahead and do so, and most states signed on except for a handful of states like Texas and such.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest, Mr. Noriega, who is talking about Common Core, we're going to talk about, you know, how this, he's explaining about how we got here. But we want to talk about the impact it has on our educational system and what the parents can do about it, if anything, or how, or what communities can do about it. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, 8:15 on November the 17th, a Monday, 35 degrees out there, and it's cold.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I would like to thank all of our customers who pay their bills on time. The delivery drivers are back from the fires and filling a lot of kerosene tanks, so don't wait till winter. Kathy has a lot of 1 gallon to 2.5 gallon propane bottles for all the campers and hunters. They're a lot easier to handle. We are doing a lot more wet hosing on construction sites for those who don't want to worry about fuel on site. Give Danny a call. Kathy and Johnny still have one or two used heaters left. They're going quick. If you need a new gauge or a filter on your kerosene tank, be sure to let us know, and we'll bring one out with your next delivery. Northern Lights Energy, Corning, Weaverville, and Reading. Family-owned, small business, and great people. Not a lot of answering machines. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Because you guarded our freedom. Because you protected our country. Because you served. In honor of Veterans Day, during the entire month of November, Reading optometrist Dr. Christy Davis is offering free comprehensive eye exams to veterans. Because you have given so much, let us give back to you. Make your free appointment today by calling 222-7271. That's 222-7271. Or visit davisod.com.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Did you know Turtle Bay offers free admission to active duty military families? Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Liberty on the Border, is a perfect opportunity to enjoy this perk. Starting October 11th, you can learn why the Civil War came about and the impact it still has on society today. Liberty on the Border is presented by Senator Maurice and Marianne Johannesson, supported by Best Western Plus Hilltop Inn, C.R. Gibbs American Grill, and KCNR 1460 AM Free Fire Media. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hello, folks. I'm here with our local hero, Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Bob, I want to thank you for all the support and good things that Mount Shasta Springwater does for our local communities.
You are welcome. And rest assured, we will continue to support our local friends and supply them with the best spring water in the world.
How can people get your great tasting spring water, Bob?
Just call us at 1-800-922-6227.
That's 1-800-922-6227?
Yes, for the healthiest, best tasting spring water in the world.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 8:18 in the morning, 35 degrees out there. It's going to be, I think it's going to get up into, I think they're low 60s today, and then we'll be looking at rain later on this week. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Lighty and his crew are out there teaching concealed carry. And if you're a local resident, Shasta County resident, they will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for a CCW class. He's also teaching a class this weekend, and it's not too late to sign up for a couple more spots, that all the proceeds will go to an exhibit, Liberty on the Border at Turtle Bay. For more information, give him a call at 999 1822 or give us a call here at the station, 605-4565.
Our guest this morning is Mr. Noriega, a book that he has written, If It's Broken, Don't Fix It. A little synopsis on it. Our current education system is our nation's greatest tragedy, one that, if not quickly remedied, will have the longest lasting ill effects in these years to come. Over the past few decades, we have seen a rapid decline in our education. The Department of Education spends tens of millions of dollars towards improvements, yet test averages continue to decline at an alarming rate. The question they will not answer is why our students are still failing despite all the efforts. Our guest today, Mr. Noriega. Welcome back to the show.
Hello. Mr. Noriega. Something's not turned off because it sounds different in my head. Mr. Noriega?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure what you...
When we went to the break.
We changed things up. Okay. You didn't get to hear that, but it was really nice things they said about your book. And we're addressing him as Mr. Noriega because he's an educator and that's what he's used to, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, if you can.
Well, you know, I've been researching education for the past 8 years. I'm accredited in science, Spanish, language arts, ESL. I've taught in many different states here, or in the western states, California, Idaho, Nevada, Utah. Basically, what happened is about 8 years ago, I saw the downfall that was starting with education. They were having all the teacher layoffs and such, and I wanted to investigate what was happening. So I told my wife, I gave her the option of, do you want to have stability or do you want to expose what's happening right now in education and with the government? And, you know, being the wife that I have, one of the most supportive wives, if not the most supportive wife in the world, she went ahead and said, let's go do it. And so we did, and we've been exposing pretty much what's happened. And it's turned out that the facts that I've discovered are a lot more shocking than I ever dreamt possible. The conspiracies and actually the law-breaking within the education system and within our government are larger than what I suspected initially.
Well, Mr. Noriega is the author of If It's Broken, Don't Fix It, If It's Broken, Don't Fix It, an inside look at education and the Common Core. Do you think with Common Core that this is an overall, like a blanket theory in order to keep dumbing down Americans?
Well, that's a great question. That keeps getting asked to me over and over again. Is this a dumbed down, watered down version? It is a cookie cutter version, and don't get me wrong on that. They want to teach the same concepts to the whole nation, and they don't want to personalize teaching whatsoever, which I'm completely opposed against. But I've been researching this, and it is a lot of aspects of it are more rigorous. They are actually more challenging, and especially in some of the new areas that are happening. Right now, they're starting to open up Common Core to world languages, which I'm involved in that program myself. But it is, in a lot of ways, more rigorous. It is a cookie-cutter effect. But the scary thing about it, and this is what really frightens me, is the tracking methodology they have with their testing system, because they're going to be tracking and following each student all the way from K to 12 and deciding that student's future based on test-taking. So whether the system itself is more rigorous or more dumbed down is not the final question. The final question is, are we going to allow our government to start working like other socialist countries like China, like Finland, that decides where their children go and what track they take, what their children are going to be when they grow up? As far as a United States citizen and as far as an American born and bred here, born in New York, I am for personal choice, parent choice, child choice, and we should be able to decide what our children, and our children should be able to decide what they're going to be when they grow up, not the federal government.
Okay,
great question.
Mr. Noriega, what we're talking about here is, so you're saying based on their tests starting in kindergarten, so say a kid has a bad time in first grade, will that then kind of put his
track
his whole future into, say, instead of going on to college and university, becoming the world famous physicist, he may end up doing something else?
Well, that's what other socialist countries do, and the tracking system right now is evolving into several of the early years. So by third grade, we're talking kindergarten, first, second, third grade, the system is now going to decide what track that child is on, whether they're on a more rigorous track, as we're calling it, or whether they're on the dumbed-down version. And in fact, it gets down even more to the science of these tests themselves, which I was actually inside a prison here in California. This thing was tested with the inmates of a prison, if you can imagine that. But the testing system itself is an intuitive, artificially intelligent system that does not give the same test to every student, but rather adapts itself to the answers that each student is given. And therefore, if a student is giving the right answers, the test is going to get a lot harder. But if the student is giving the wrong answers, that test is going to dumb itself down very quickly, and that child is going to be headed down the wrong track.
Okay, now I've taken a test like this, I think it was, in fact, for a graduate record exam, that it's all on computers. And
yeah, that's right.
Okay, is it like that one where as you're answering questions, each one you answer correctly, it takes you up to the next level until you reach a certain point, and then it starts dropping again? Is this the same type of test you're talking about?
It's the same type of technology. And
right.
The scary part about it is the government has contracted companies, several different companies like AIR and other different companies. These companies are behavior modification companies, nothing to do with actual education. The whole aim being that the behavior of the student, the answers of the student, is what determines the outcome of the test and where the test is heading, not anything to do with, you know, let's try to get this child to progress. So it's a very scary system.
So, what you're saying is, if the kid is not doing well, it's going to allow him or her not to do well and keep them on that track of not doing well, as opposed to encouraging them to do better. Where does that encouragement?
Exactly.
Where does that encouragement come from? The parents, the system. I mean, it should be coming. Shouldn't I, as a parent, be able to?
That's the major thing, is the parents are now uninvolved because they are being pushed out of the loop. I have hundreds and hundreds of very frustrated parents emailing me all the time and asking me what they can do about this, because they are being pushed out, their voices are being suppressed, and they are getting less choice than ever before. So this is a system that does not allow parent involvement. In fact, it shuns it, and it believes that it is all-powerful. In other words, the government now thinks that we at a local level and even at a state level in California do not know what we're doing, and so they feel they can take over and they can decide the outcome of our education here in California.
Our guest is Mr. Noriega. He's the author of If It Isn't Broke, Don't Fix It. He's an educator. He's been an educator for many, many years. He believes that Common Core is a danger to our education, and not in all ways. That there's some ways that it's, you know, the whole thing is not to be discounted, but there's so much of it, but mainly the testing part of it, that can set your child's path on life into less than they could achieve if they were given the encouragement and by the parents and the education system. However, the parents are being left out of this because of the way the testing is. If you have a question for Mr. Noriega, give us a call at 605-4567, 605-4567, and we'll discuss it. Now, Mr. Noriega, so you're saying but parents can look at their teacher, can't they look at the scores?
Well, that's the incredible part about it. I was just involved in a 1.5-year study up in Utah where they were developing the next generation of the test called the SAGE test. The federal government gave Utah the rights to kind of be the overseer of this new generation testing. And I was involved with that. I was researching it. And it is incredible, this new system, this new test, because it is so secretive that parents aren't even allowed inside the room. They're not allowed to look at the test questions. But even further than that, teachers themselves weren't being allowed to be inside the room when the test was being given. And the only occasion when they were in the room, the computers that the children were taking the tests on had to be facing the other way, and the teachers were not allowed to look at those questions. There was only a panel in the whole state of Utah of 15 educators that were even allowed to peruse the test questions at all. So it is incredible. This next generation of Common Core test taking, which they've started to implement in Utah, Florida has just signed on to it, several other states are coming on board, and it's going to be the next generation, is a secretive test. Well, we don't get to even see the questions, and you know, the test questions, once the student clicks the button submit, it goes directly to the federal government, and the local schools don't get a chance to even review that unless the federal government gives them back the results. But it is incredible how the federal government has taken power away from local school districts and such.
Is the bottom line, one of the reasons behind this then, would be to say that if the teachers know what's on the test, they will teach to the test, as we have found in other areas?
Well, No Child Left Behind proved that correct, which was, if the federal government gets involved and says you don't pass this test, then you're going to be missing out on a handful of money from the federal government. So, yes, with No Child Left Behind, there was a lot of cheating and teachers teaching the test, being told to teach the test. But what the federal government is doing right now is saying, well, because of a handful of districts throughout the nation, we are taking away the rights completely from the states, and we are now taking over those rights, which in itself is unconstitutional, because the Constitution does not provide the right to the federal government to interfere in education whatsoever. In fact, all states' constitutions say that the education of that state belongs in the hands of the parents and the state, not at all with the federal government. So they're intruding on something they don't have the right to intrude on. It's a big power grab.
Okay. Hey, our guest is Mr. Noriega. We're talking Common Core. There's a lot of things about this. The feds have gotten into the education system, not that they didn't before, but even more so now that it has become so secretive that teachers are not even allowed into the classrooms, and all of the results of the tests are sent immediately to the feds, who will then send it back if you meet those requirements. Parents can't see it. They can't see the test. Only thing they can do is kind of accept the results of the test. And these tests, Mr. Noriega says, the results on this are going to be used to show which way the kids should be maneuvered. I guess maneuvered is the right word. Maneuvered into more of advanced classes, or classes that are not as advanced. Maybe ones that won't give them the tools that they're going to need to be able to succeed in a high-tech world as they move forward. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It is 8:32 in the morning.
Hi, folks. Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. If you've served in the active duty of the armed forces and are impaired because of an accident, injury, or exposure to hazardous substance, you may be eligible for compensation from the Department of Veterans Affairs. The compensation program is your country's way of honoring your service and sacrifice by providing financial assistance to bridge the gap between what you are able to earn now and what you could have earned if you were not impaired. VA compensation claims could be as simple as a hearing loss claim to a very complex muscular, skeletal, or neurological disorder. Be wary of individuals who offer assistance with your VA claims, especially those who ask you to pay for VA claims assistance. Your Shasta County Veterans Service Office is here to help. We're accredited, and there's never a charge for our services. For more information on how we can help, please call us at 225-5616.
Proof that kindness is the best medicine. The 2013-2014 Consumer Choice Award. If you're looking for a hospital with a proven track record for community preference, you don't have to look far. Mercy Medical Center Reading has received National Research Corporation's Consumer Choice Award for 7 consecutive years. Because providing health care with kindness means everyone wins. Learn more at reading.mercy.org. Hello, human kindness.
Everybody calls us Summer of
fall, winter and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your barefoot plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past 2 years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, 8:35 in the morning. You've been listening to Mr. Noriega, and we are talking about Common Core in his book, If It's Broken, Don't Fix It. It's currently 35 degrees in the downtown studios here in Redding, California. We have morning frost today, partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 42.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Step back in time and get a great haircut at great prices. Discounts for seniors and veterans, it's Man's Last Stronghold. That's right, Man's Last Stronghold. Right there, Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue, right across from the subway. Our guest is Mr. Noriega. I know what his first name is, but I'm not going to use that because this is the way he writes his books, and this is what he's talking about. All right, Mr. Noriega, you're just dropping bombs here on Common Core and the problems that it's going to lead. Now, I've talked to parents whose children in Common Core. They are just having a heck of a time. When you add 20 and 10, you should be able to get 30 pretty easily. They say it's not like that anymore.
That's exactly right. The math is backwards. Four times three is no longer what it should be. You know, they're telling us it's 11. I've taught math, at least a year of math back when I started. Like I said, I'm credentialed in almost anything. But college teachers, these are teachers are teaching at a college level, are having an incredible, ridiculous time with the new math. And the reason that they are is because this is no longer a Western system, but is actually, like the Common Core website says, adapted to the Eastern European system that is a socialist system. And so as far as I'm concerned, and as last I looked, we live in America here. Why should we be concerned with the way that socialist Europeans do math? We live in America. We've been doing our math just fine for forever since the founding fathers began. We don't need to adapt our style to social European ideologies. We need to keep our system American. And that's what scares me about Common Core the most, is they are shifting our methodologies of teaching, shifting our learning. And in fact, they are teaching anti-American, actually socialist views that say in the history books. I look at my history books of my own child, a 13-year-old, and they are saying that capitalism is actually a failing system, and that even though democracy sounds good on paper, that other systems like socialism and communism are much more effective, and they use Cuba as an example of a great economy.
Wait a minute. Mr. Noriega, which history book is this?
Well, I am actually a school teacher,
right.
But if, believe it or not, I homeschool my children because I want to be able to filter out all this junk.
Yeah,
and
but
sometimes Some of it gets through, but a lot of it is on the computer because nowadays they're teaching the children through these pads.
So this thing, this was a pretty, that was a pretty strong point you just made, is that in our history classes, they're teaching that democracy is a failed system, that capitalism is a failed system, that democracy is a, is not as good as socialism or communism. You're saying that these are in textbooks that are in classes right now?
In classes right now. I actually have a copy of last year's textbook in one of the states, in Utah, actually, which was one of the pilot states for the SAGE test. And in that history book, it had all sorts of propaganda at the end of the chapter. And we're talking history, chapter 13, talking about how President Bush was such a tyrant of a president, the worst president ever to exist, and that President Obama, saved us from all that. Now, I don't know about everybody else, but according to me, in a history book, we shouldn't be talking about a modern-day president. We should be talking about past and dead presidents, not infiltrating all sorts of, a regime-loving nation that loves our current president more than and esteems him like he's a god. Now, taking politics out of this, I've been teaching for several years, and this is the first time in decades when I've ever seen an indoctrination of our children at such an early age, with chants to the government, with songs and recitals that they have to learn towards our current.
Okay, wait. Let's talk about that one for a second. You say there's chants and recitals that they have to do. Now, I've seen that before in communist nations. When they, this is their indoctrination, and they talk about the great leader.
That's right. And if you walk into any high school or any junior high nowadays, you will see a picture of Obama just about in every classroom. And more than that, if you look at any of the history tapes or the videotapes that are out there right now, it is incredible because Obama is actually in the first 10 minutes of every video, but so many videos, and is introducing it. I don't know when this president became a movie star, but what's been happening is he's now, his face is inside of educational material. And that frightens me. That shocks me because this has never happened before. So I ask myself, this is why I homeschool. You know, and this is something very strange, because where do you find a public school teacher that is actually homeschooling
right.
his children?
Oh, no, that's pretty well, that's, now you know why, huh? Hey, we have a phone caller, Tracy. Good morning. Do you have a question for Mr. Noriega?
I sure do. Hi, my name is Tracy, and I've done extensive research on the assessments with Smarter Balanced. And I just want you and all the listeners to know it is not what you guys think. They are tied to research, national research, not just local research. And they are basically doing brain research on our children. UCLA just ended up with a contract with Smarter Balanced. And UCLA also got a grant from the Brain Initiative that Obama had put into play months before they signed the contract. So the United States Department of Education has an alternative motive behind these assessments, not just data mining. This kind of data mining has a lot to do with how people think and how people respond to questions, and that is why the parents are not allowed to see what is on the assessments. And I just didn't know if you guys knew that, or is this news to you guys?
Yeah.
Or
Tracy, that's even that even sounds a little more insidious than just just hiding the test.
You know, Tracy, I wasn't going to introduce this, but I'm so glad that you called, because that's what I kind of hinted at the beginning with the AIR company and the SAGE test that was happening nationwide starting in Utah. But you're exactly right. It goes beyond just breaking FERPA laws and collecting data. It actually goes into brain modification and looking at the brain waves. For instance, this AIR company has nothing to do with education. This is the company that's hired out to go ahead and create these new assessments in Common Core. What they're doing is they're looking at ways to actually modify behavior rather than just observe behavior. they're looking at ways of modifying behavior through lights and sounds and images. I have a lot of these, a couple of videos I have on my website, repealthecommoncore.com, that you can actually look at, where I have students that are actually taking the test and are commenting on some of the effects, the ill effects that they've had after taking the test. So you're absolutely right, Tracy. It is more malignant than we ever thought.
Let me, Tracy, is this what you're seeing too? Is this what is the studies you've seen? Is that it's a behavior modification that that they're using this in a way so they can push kids in a direction in an indoctrination?
Yes, that is the type of the exact type of research I'm finding out. Which is unreal. It's hard to believe. It's hard to fathom. But if you look on the Department of Education, the actual United States Department of Education, they now just put an application in for human alive research. And that is specifically talking about our children, which I find was very interesting to find that on the webpage of the United States Department of Education. So yes, that is exactly what I'm telling parents and listeners. And he is doing an awesome job. And that is exactly, it's a little shocking to figure out that this is exactly what they're doing to our children. And it took a little bit for me to realize that too as well. But yes.
Tracy, are you local here, or are you calling from
somewhere? Yes, I am.
Okay. So have you addressed this to other parents and to the school boards or anything?
Yes, I have. Actually, Shasta County, Tom Turk, I think it was, what's his name?
Armelino.
He is actually aware of the situation. He was dumbfounded. I did not get a response from him at all. So he is aware.
Well, you know what I think we're going to try and do is let's get Tom on the show. He's an elected representative. Nobody ran against him last time. Elected official here. And let's see if we can get him on the show, and let's just have a little discussion about Common Core. We'll, of course, we will publicize it well in advance so people can be here to ask questions. Because, you know, what I'm getting, the feedback I'm getting was not like yours. I mean, you're looking at it from an indoctrination kind of side. And what I was hearing from parents whose kids were just dumbfounded by what was going on, and it was extremely difficult for them to you know, at a very young age to try and solve problems here. And anyway, hey, we're going to have to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. We're talking Common Core with Mr. Noriega, who is the author of If It's Broken, Don't Fix It. And Tracy called in, who's a local listener who has also done research on this. We'll be right back.
Said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Nate Abarea here with Dr. Carino from Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, what do you say to the theory that chiropractors just crack your bones and that chiropractic adjustments are merely a quick fix?
I'd say that's completely false. The primary goal of an adjustment is to relieve pain and restore function in your body. Adjustments improve areas of reduced movement in the joints and surrounding tissues. The cracking sound you sometimes hear is actually caused by the slight opening of the joint space and the release of gas within that space.
Doc, what about the fear that many people have that chiropractic care is just too expensive?
Studies have shown that chiropractic care is actually more cost-effective than traditional medicine. When compared to most visits to the doctor's office, chiropractic care is not only less expensive, but it can offer a natural and healthy alternative.
How can folks reach you, Dr. Carino?
Give Shasta Spine Specialists a call at 243-2300. That's 243-2300. Or check us out online at ShastaDRX.com.
Better health means better business. Adamson's Peak Performance now offers businesses a variety of services aimed at making your employees healthier, fitter, and more productive. Our corporate wellness services include corporate membership rates, group personal training, discount personal training rates, fitness lectures and motivational talks, as well as customized corporate wellness plans. To schedule a corporate wellness consultation with Eric or to learn more, call us at 221-8006 or visit AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm here with Ted Leidy from Northern Firearms Instruction.
Join us on November 22nd and 23rd for a private CCW class to raise money for the Turtle Bay Historical Exhibit, Liberty on the Border.
This class is private and limited seats are available. It's also tax deductible, and firearms and ammunition can be provided at no charge to complete the course.
Join us for this great two-day class by calling 530-999-1822 or visit Northern Firearms at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the Turtle Bay Historical Exhibit, Liberty on the Border.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebach. Good morning. 35 degrees out there. It's going to be go up to 65 today. This later on in the week, we're going to have rain. Thank goodness, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, maybe part of Saturday. You know, what's happening here is even though that, Veterans Day is over, there's something that's going on for this whole month. And that's Dr. Christy Davis, who is an optometrist here, is giving free exams, eye exams during November to all veterans, honorably discharged, retired, or currently serving. You have to show proof of service, of course. But Dr. Davis is doing this out of the goodness of her heart. Her dad was a Vietnam Vietnam veteran. And you need to give her a call at 222-7271, 222-7271, or stop by our office at 2515 Park Marina, Suite 201. And get this, if you're a veteran and you haven't had your eyes checked lately, and a lot of people don't, a lot of veterans don't get their eyes checked. As well as much as they should. Dr. Christy Davis is going to help you with that. Again, 222-7271. And by the way, the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Our guest is Mr. Noriega. We're talking about Common Core. He's also the author, If It's Broken, Don't Fix It, that they're, you know, that they are using these tests to, for, deciding the future of your child. Mr. Noriega, we've got like about 8 minutes left here. What can parents do about this? What can you do to, kind of opt out or fight it?
There's a lot that we can do right now, but if we wait too long, it will be too late. It was like Tracy was saying, she was talking to one of our representatives. Our representatives have no idea. And the reason why they don't have any idea what's happening with the human experimentation, in other words, our children in this great experiment that's happening right now, is because the local control has been usurped by the federal government. And that's exactly what happens. We have to realize that the Common Core is the first ever federal mandate, the first federal law that ever bypassed Congress and became a national law without our local approval. And so what we need to realize then is we need to get that control back, because otherwise our hands are out of it. Right now, we need to bombard our officials, our representatives, to take care of this matter, but we can do something ourselves, because it's like you said at the beginning, it's all about the money talks. So for each child that is in the classroom, they are earning something, in other words, of $50 a day. If you and a group of your friends take out your children in a walkout, an orchestrated walkout, one day, and then 2 days, and then 3 days consecutively, the officials are going to start taking notice of this and going to start to have to listen in, not because they care, but because they care all about the money. So there's two things we can do. Local officials, contact our representatives at the state level,
and stage a walkout at our local schools to hurt them when it really matters.
Now, if I understand right, the California Teachers Association is against Common Core.
Well, they are and they aren't. You know, they say they are on the outside, but then they're doing a lot of things to facilitate the lies and the deception happening with Common Core.
Okay.
For instance, us teachers, I'm one of the few that ever talks about Common Core. In fact, I'm one of the pioneers on this research of the illegal broken FERPA laws and what Tracy was talking about, the brain manipulation with the children. But they are very few and far between because we are very discouraged from asking questions. In fact, most of the time, teachers feel as though their job is on the line. So the actual Board of Education in California, but rather actually the unions, are doing little to protect the teachers and the teachers' right to speak against Common Core.
Now, there are states opting out of Common Core, right? Isn't that correct?
Some of the states are doing it in a right way, but a lot of the states are in it with the federal government for the long haul and are actually just tricking the public into thinking they don't have Common Core by switching the name. Take Utah, for instance. They switched the Common Core name to State Core, but it's the same thing. They still have Common Core-approved textbooks. They can't use anything else. They still have the curriculum. Everything is still Common Core. So that's another deceitful thing about Common Core. It's not in the open. They are literally trying to deceive the public in many instances to say, no, we don't have Common Core here in the local area.
Okay. All right. Our guest is Mr. Noriega, who's written a book, If It's Broken, Don't Fix It. He's an educator, and he's been an educator for years. That's why he goes as Mr. Noriega, because that's what his students call him. We've had people calling in with questions on this and the comments that the testing is kept secret from the parents and the teachers and the school system, and it goes into the feds. That a caller that said that the testing is also being done in such a way as to map out how people make decisions and how to influence these decisions starting when they're a child. One of our commenters said, control education and health care and you control the people. And the fact is that the educational system, and you can start looking at the university level, has become quite liberal in many ways. And the number of people that are educators on the university level throughout the United States that could be called either conservative or Republicans is a very, very small percentage. Is this correct?
That is exactly correct, and I'm glad you mentioned the universities as well, because the federal government is going after those and is basically saying if you don't have the Common Core testing, you're not going to be able to send your child and go into the universities, because we're going to demand Common Core in the universities as well, at least the acceptance exam.
So if another administration could come in here, the new Congress and Senate, since they control the purse strings, can actually go in there and cut this away, can't they?
They can, but a lot of people think with the new elections that we are saved now and everything's all right. You have to understand, we're in too deep now. We are all the way involved with this. We have invested all our money, our efforts, and we've given away our rights. So in order to undo all of that, it's going to take some very, very courageous politicians, and if there's anything, is that those are lacking in number. And so we as parents and educators need to get some courage behind us and do something ourselves, because if we wait for the politicians to take us out of this deep hole that we're in, chances are they're going to keep it up and keep doing what is already officially on the books. So I encourage everybody to do something about it. Don't wait for your politicians to help you.
Okay. Our guest has been Mr. Noriega. He has got a book out, If It's Broken, Don't Fix It. It's about Common Core. And, you know, if there's things you don't know about Common Core, just I would, if I was a parent, I would do a lot of research on this to see, are they sending my child down a path that I know they can do better? Are they sending him down a path or her down a path that will not challenge them and have them rise to a higher degree and being able to take care of themselves as life goes on? I would hate to think that the government would do this, in the sense of fiddling with the future of our children and taking it away from parents. Yet, though, it appears that it's going in that direction. Now, we're going to also have somebody in from the other side talking about Common Core and about what a great deal it is for our kids. I'd love to have both of you on at the same time, though. When that happens, I'll give you a call.
Yeah, that would be fantastic, because it's like you say, we trust the government, and we're a trusting nation. We're in America, for goodness sake. We're in a democratic republic. We should be able to trust our elected officials, and yet the government seems to be out for only taking over what belongs to as a power of the state. Take a look at health care, for instance. Take a look at all the million different things that this administration has done
right, to
take away local authority and present us with a plan that is a national authorized plan and no longer in the hands of the states.
And local people. And local,
we're trusting people, but that's what's happening.
Okay, we have to run. Our guest has been Mr. Noriega, who's written If It's Broken, Don't Fix It. What's your website again?
My website's repealthecommoncore.com. That's repealthecommoncore.com. And hey, if anybody wants to send me an email at norcomwest@yahoo.com, that's norcomwest@yahoo.com, I'll send them a free copy of the book.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot.
Oh, wow. Thanks so much.
Hey, tomorrow we're going to have State of Jefferson on. We're going to talk about, after hearing something like this, maybe State of Jefferson. Time has come for 51. I don't know. We'll find out. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Rich Thomason in Washington. We're about to learn more about the death of Dr. Martin Salia. He's the Ebola patient who died this morning at Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Officials there about to hold a news briefing. Salia contracted the virus in his native Sierra Leone. How do you feel about Obamacare? That question is the subject of a new poll.
The new Gallup poll finds just 37% of those surveyed approve of the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. Back in January, approval was at 38%, and that was considered to be a low point in approval for the health care plan. The second enrollment season began on Saturday with only minor snags reported, unlike during the first enrollment period last year. This Gallup poll was conducted November 6th through the 9th and surveyed 828 adults. It has a margin of error of plus or minus 4 percentage points. Linda Kenyon, SRN News.
Also at SRN News.